अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौरांगी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदम्। आद्दानस्त्रीणं दन्तैरिदं जाचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमदरूपदं भोजधूलि श्याम जन्मनि। टेंथ श्लोक, वी हैव रीड दिस श्लोक एंड ऑल्सो सम परपट सम ट्रांसलेशन हैड बीन डन। आई वांट दैट यू शुड रीड 87 पेज after taking the devotional service.
Text 10 purport.
Where?
87.
Yes. 87 page. First paragraph left, second paragraph.
After taking to devotional service, under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of spontaneous love of Godhead, following in the footsteps of great devotees like Narada and Sanatan.
Can you explain why he has told that service under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of a spontaneous love of Godhead? Why may he has done? May? Why? I think that all are understanding this fact. He has told that may. He has not given guarantee for this. Those who will regulate, they will cultivate their regulative principles. And if they are coming in the association of any realized Rasik Bhakta in the line of Rupa Goswami, then they may be. Otherwise, lakhs and lakhs births doing this regulative principle, anyone cannot come. But we hope that we are fortunate to come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We like to be told Rupa Anuga Vaishnava. Why? Anyone can answer? Why we want to be Rupanuga? Why? Anyone? Govindapal Prabhu? Why we want to be Rupanuga Vaishnava and glorify that Swami Ji was Rupanuga Vaishnava?
Of intimacy, that kind of bhakti.
Very good. Can you tell what is the difference between Raganuga and Rupanuga? You?
Raganuga means any of the rasas in Braj, such as Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. All of them have rag, they're all ragatmaka bhaktas. But Rupanuga specifically means those who are following Rup Manjari serving Srimati Radhika.
Especially the mood of his own mood of Rupa Goswami. He has explained all kinds of rasas, all kinds of rati. He has. But what was his special mode to Krishna? How he used to serve? How he used to serve? His own mood was what? If anyone will follow this, then he will be Rupanuga, otherwise not. Vallabhacharya is not Rupanuga. Sarupta Modar is not Rupanuga. What he is? Sarupta Damodar is himself, Lalita. Rupa Goswami is under him. Rupa Goswami. His guru, Sarupa Damodar. But yet he has a special service to Srimati Radhika, which is not in Lalita. He has equal service to Radhika and Krishna, if some inclination to Radhika. But Rup totally absorbed in serving Srimati Radhika. This is the mood of Rupa Goswami. If anyone has the mood of Yashoda, if anyone has the mood of friends, Subal Sridham, if they have any mood of Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Ashta Sakhi, they are not Rupanuga. They are Raganuga. More superior than Rupa Goswami. Sarupa Damodar Ramanand, because they are Lalita and Vishakha. But we cannot follow Sarupa Damodar and Raya Ramanand. We cannot follow Lalita and Vishakha. Their mood is separate. They are above our touch. And we don't want that. What we want? Mood of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. Always serving to Krishna. Happy in happiness of Radhika and unhappy in Srimati Radhika. Sometimes Lalita can chastise to Srimati Radhika. How? Yes, look. Dhurtaye bhajandatane tanushushta bhamme ma kale radhavaya radhe sunu girahite amiti shikshayantin devin gulesh lalitang. Second tell, dhurtaye bhajandatane. Don't have any link with dhurta bhajandanandan. To whom he is telling? Te Radhika. Don't speak. When he will come, you'll sit like this. Don't. And if he wants to keep his head on your feet, you should take your feet. Like this. Not seeing him. She can tell. When Radhika is observing Veera, quite Veera, Lalita will but pacify him. Oh, you should not. Krishna is here. Like Sarupa Damodar was telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why you are lamenting for Brajandanandan? Brajandan is not far away from you. He is here. At once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his nose and, oh, I will see. Oh, Brajandan is here. He became so happy. And he became, they took their hands. Rupa Goswami will not do. If Srimati Radhika is weeping, she will weep. same thing with Radhika. When she is meeting with Krishna, she thinks that I am meeting with Krishna. She is happy, she will be unhappy. Equally, this is Raganuga, Rupanuga. Or Gurudev has made a Radha Vinodashtakam. The first slok is like this, Rupanuga, not Raganuga. All Rupanuga are Raganuga, but all Raganugas are not Rupanuga. You should know this fact. What I am telling?
All Rupanugas are Raganuga, but any Raganuga is not Rupanuga.
Where are some? I am not seeing them. Some devotees are not. Oh, I was searching you. Can you explain what I told?
He said that everyone who's Rupanuga, who follows Rupa Goswami, they are Raganuga, but all of those who are Raganuga not having the same mood as Rupa Goswami.
Yes. Who are Rupanuga? Those are actually the following the mood of Rupa Goswami. So all acharyas are Rupanuga, not only Raganuga. So it is very, very important thing. So our Guru has told, Radha Chinta Niveshena Jashakantir Bilopita Sri Krishna Charanam Bande Radha Langita Vigraham. Meaning is this. Oh, try to understand, otherwise you will miss Govinda Pal Prabhu. You should hear these things. Otherwise, you will miss. Our Gurudev has written in the shloka. Radha chinta niveshena jasakantri bilopita. Sometimes Srimati Radhika becomes absorbed in separation, weeping bitterly. Sometimes they become faint. But Rupa Goswami does not want this. Or Gurudev Rupanuga, Raganuga, Rupanuga, or any other acharya, Rupa Goswami, will not want this. What he wants? Radha chinta niveshena jasakantri bilopita. Krishna should weep in this separation of Srimati Radhika. No? Krishna should weep. Our Srimati Radhika is so soft, her feet are so soft. She should not walk here and there to search Krishna. Krishna should search, because he is cowherd boy. His feet are so
hard.
She should walk so much. So Radha Chinta Niveshana Jashakantri Vilopita. Srimati Radhika disappeared from Rash. And Krishna was searching. He had no darshan of Srimati Radhika, so he is searching, weeping. At last she sat down on Imli Tala in Vrindavan, nearby Jamuna and Sevakund. And he was bitterly weeping. And he was observing, thinking, oh, where to have Srimati Radhika? Where to have Radhika? Where she has gone, left me here? And thinking, Krishna lost her black color, and at once he became like
golden color.
Krishna was there, but he became golden like Srimati Radhika. And his mood was changed into a Radhika mood. And he was then bitterly crying, "Oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Krishna, where you are?" Understand this? Not calling Radhike, Radhike, in the Harbiya. But at once the color and mood came in him, and he began to call, Krishna, Krishna, where you are. This is the mood of our whole Vinod Bihari in our all maths, Guru our established there. With this mood, to Radha Chintaniveshana Jashakantri Vilopita, his color, his mood went on. And he became like golden color and mood of Radhika, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Lingita Vigraham, I am doing Vandana to that very form of Krishna, which is has been embraced by Radhika in all her part. Radhika, all part is there, and Krishna, all part of the body is covered by the all parts of Srimati Radhika. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Lingita Vigraha. So, Radha Lingita Vigraha. This is Rupanuga. Krishna should be, Krishna should search Radhika. Why our this sweet, innocent, very simple Srimati Radhika should go here and there in mountains, rivers, thrones? Why should go? Krishna should go all over searching. This is Rupanuga. So all Rupanuga Goswami are like this. They have come only to give these merciful things, only to bestow their mercy in this way. So Swamiji, he cut jungle, but he has not come to only cut jungles. So in this Rupa Goswami's teachings, instructions of nectar of instruction, he will give all these things. You should patiently hear. And you can tell that, oh, what is the mood of this special Raganuga Vaishnava, Raganuga Achar Siddha Swami, in the line of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga Achar. Then, after
the Supreme Personality of God.
Again, after taking.
After taking to devotional service under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of spontaneous love of Godhead, following in the footsteps of great devotees like Narad and Sanak Sanatan.
Why he is taking Narad? Why he is taking? And Shankar, Sanak, and Sanatan, they were all following the regulative bhaktis. But Narad, by the association of gopis, Uddhava also by the association of gopis, Sanak by Narad, and by the grace of Uma Devi, wife of Shankar, they all came in spontaneous love of service of Krishna. At first they were not like this. So he is setting examples. If anyone doing this regulative principles of bhakti, and by chance, by luck of the past impressions, or luckily without any cause, the mercy of Krishna, any devotee like will come and associate, and by hearing, by their association, following them, they will become like this. Narad, Sanat, Sanatan, like all these things.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead then recognizes him to be superior. The devotees who have developed love of God are certainly in an exalted position. Of all these devotees, the gopis are recognized as superior because they do not know anything.
But he should know, he has told of all devotees, but gopis are not devotees. What they are? Expansion of Srimati Radhika, especially. Expansion. And some of them are like sadhana siddha. like Vedas, Shruti, Mantra, and all others. But they are also honorable like them, like gopis, expansions of gopis. There is no difference there, in their grades there. They are like same.
Because they do not know anything other than satisfying Krishna. Nor do the gopis expect any return from Krishna. Indeed, sometimes Krishna puts them into extreme suffering by separating himself from them. Nonetheless, they cannot forget Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, the gopis became most dejected and spent the rest of their lives simply crying in separation from Krishna. This means that in one sense, they were never actually separated from Krishna. There is no difference between thinking of Krishna and associating with him.
What is the meaning? What is it?
That thinking of Krishna is the same as direct association with Krishna. Krishna manifests himself to the devotee who is fully absorbed.
But why gopis are crying? Why they are crying? If both are same, but why crying so much, weeping, and sometimes faint? We cannot explain, but Krishna can explain. And Krishna has explained all these things in Brihad Bhagavatamritam to Narad himself. So Swamiji has told anywhere or written about Brihad Bhagavatamrita. What he has told? Written?
It says in one purport.
Adilila chapter 5.
Adilila.
Chapter 5.
What he has written?
He writes that if one wants to get an understanding of Krishna in relation to his devotees, he must read Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Anyone cannot know the difference between Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttam, and also Uttam Kanishta, Uttam Madhyam, Uttam, Uttam, or in these threes, Uttam Kanisht, Uttam Madhyam, there are lakhs of what? Stages. If we can read Brihat Bhagavatam from any bona fide Vaishnava in the line of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, then we can have these ideas. But now, we have nothing to do with Brihad Bhagavatamrita. If anyone read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he will be Sahajiya. A very easy thing. If he will read the 10th skanda, he will be Sahajiya. If anyone tell Gopi Gopi or Raganuga, even word, he will be Sahajiya. And that is why falling down. There always has been blocked. And they must return where they are first. Sometimes these persons make offense against bhakti, this raganuga. And that is why they never become qualified to hear and to read and to do anything. Forever they are what?
Disqualified.
They were vanchit raha jate hain. They are deprived from these things. They never. I think that they have never read these things. Never, never. Otherwise they cannot tell all these things. Then?
Rather, Vipralamba Seva, thinking of Krishna in separation, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, is far better than serving Krishna directly.
This separation mood. Very important. Very important. Very, very important. Sometimes this separation moods of gopis, not for all, I'm telling, but gopis separation mood, is sometimes become more superior than meeting sometimes. And they say Krishna always in their heart. Always in their heart. In meeting, they lost in their heart Krishna. But in separation, they are loving Krishna outsidely, but they are meeting always with Krishna. So sometimes it becomes. But we should know that gopis cannot be satisfied without meeting Krishna and serving Krishna directly. They never want that Krishna should be separated to us. But Krishna does it. Why he makes all these things separation? Why he went? There are some things. So you should only know all these things. But by bhajan you try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Then you will be able to know all these things, realize something. Only my telling will not do. Never. So we'll have to practice and realize and chant more with love and affection in the line of Sri Rupa. We are telling that Rupanu Guru Bharga ki jai daily. But never, have you ever questioned that what is Rupanuga? Why you are glorifying? Your Gurudev was Rupanuga or Raganuga only, or not even both. He was only regulative bhakt, regulative doing always and preaching. He never preached like so. We are telling. And we are telling that he was Rupanuga. Why Rupanuga? Anyone can ask this question. Why Rupanuga? He will know. He will try to know what is Rupanuga, who is Rup, what is his mood, how we can adopt his mood. This is not offensive. If he is not doing so, it is offensive. Being in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Go on.
Thus, of all the devotees who have developed unalloyed devotional love for Krishna, the gopis are most exalted. And out of all these exalted gopis, Srimati Radharani is the highest. No one can excel the devotional service of Srimati Radharani. Indeed, even Krishna cannot understand the attitude of Srimati Radharani.
No. How highest? How highest? If anyone cannot be qualified to hear all these things and to have a mood like this, then what he will do? Well, he will tell that, anyone is not qualified and will never be qualified in future. This is offense in the lotus feet of bhakti, Krishna himself and Radharani also. That is why they will become more and more opposite. No one can.
Therefore, he took her position and appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to understand her transcendental feelings. In this way, Srila Rupa Goswami gradually concludes that Srimati Radharani is the most exalted devotee of Krishna and that her kunda, lake, Sri Radha Kunda, is the most exalted place. This is verified in a quotation from Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Uttarakhanda 45.
Yes.
As quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just as Srimati Radharani is dear to the Supreme Lord Krishna, Vishnu, so her bathing place, Radha Kunda, is equally dear to Krishna. Among all the gopis, she alone stands supreme as the Lord's most beloved. Therefore, everyone interested in Krishna consciousness should ultimately take shelter of Radha Kunda.
What he is telling? Therefore, everyone, man. What is the meaning of everyone? Can we tell, ask this question to anyone? What is the meaning of everyone? If anyone has been liberated and gone to Vrindavan, in their transcendental form, they can have this idea. He has written like this. No. So, he has told, therefore, anyone interested in Krishna consciousness, and those who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, they are bogus person. They should not have this idea. Otherwise, everyone who are interested in Krishna consciousness should ultimately take shelter of Srimati Radha Kunda and Radha. He is telling everyone. And we are making so many walls in these instructions. So there is no wall. The walls are false. So anyone who is certainly interested in Krishna consciousness will follow this idea. And those who are not Krishna consciousness, not Krishna conscious movement, they should not do. This is the cord line. So those who are not interested, they are not Krishna consciousness. And actually those who are filing this statement, they are really Krishna consciousness.
And execute devotional service there throughout one's life.
For whole life they will do. This is very hopeful line. Very hopeful line. Those who are not following these lines, they are going down. They must go down. There is no way. Their all ways are blocked. This is the
conclusion of Rupa Goswami in the 10th verse of Upadeshamrita.
That's very good thing. Krishna shochai pranaya vasati preyasya bhiradhika kundam chasya munibhiravita tadrigeva vyadhai jat preshtai rapi asulabham kem punar bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakritapi sarasasnatu ravishkarotu. Last slope. What is the translation?
Of the many objects of favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Brajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love.
What is the meaning? Can you explain what is the meaning of this line? Of the many objects of the favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Brajbhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna love. What is the meaning of object of Krishna love? What? Object of Krishna love means?
Cowherd boys, cows, so many Raja Gopis, the trees, the Yamuna, everything.
They're Krishna all... love? What is the meaning of Krishna love?
There's Ashoya Vigraha and Vishoya Vigraha. No?
Krishna love. The love towards Krishna. Unto Krishna. Srimati Radhika has that thing. How to love Krishna? How to please Krishna? So, our objects should be like this. Like Rupa Goswami, he has written. First we should know who is Krishna. Who is Krishna? The beloved of Radhika. Don't take Krishna, your beloved. You should think that my Aradhya Devi is Srimati Aradhika. We want his mood. We cannot take solely his mood, her mood, partly. And what is that partly mood of Srimati Radhika? The mood of Roop. We can take only this. So our object of a whole devotion is to serve Srimati Radhika. This is. And take partly her mood to serve Krishna. Like Roop Goswami. Roop Goswami has not served Krishna solely as Srimati Radhika. He has served Srimati Radhika. No? If he wanted, he has served Krishna like so, because he was himself Naika, not less than any gopi. But they never thought of this, to be any Naika. Naika, you know? Like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Shyamla, Bhadra, Chandra, they are all Naikas. But Lalita, Vishakha and Roop Goswami and all other Goswami never wanted to serve Krishna like them, only like Roop Goswami, always serving Srimati Radhika. And her guidance, if she will tell anything, they will. This is Rupanubhav. So object, treasured object of Krishna love. Treasure means treasury. So much affluence and wealth there. We cannot take all, but some 1-2 jewels of Radhika treasure. And that is Rupanugajyava, we can take. It is most valuable. It covers all. But we can realize, if we will serve any Vaishnava living in world, having these modes, then we can have. Our life will be successful. Our object of all bhakti is that. What? That's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has told. Or what object? We want to be the lotus dust of, the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari. This song in the departures of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami in Vrindavan, Samadhi place. Why I saw that sometimes in Mathura and everywhere I saw that he used to appreciate this song so much when I used to sing. So I thought that this was very, very dear to Swamiji. In Mathura and everywhere I used to sing this Gita. He liked to hear this song. So I sung that at that very time. That he is hearing. Sirupa Manjari Pada Shai Mora Sampada. Sampada means? Oh, this Sampada here, treasury. In Srimati Radhika's treasure, this Sampati is there. We can have. How can? By serving Rupa Manjari. Srimati Radhika with keep this jewel. No? How he has taken all these things from Roop Goswami and all these epics and all these books. I wonder how. This is the glory of Swamiji. And the glories which were going to tell are not really glory. He was so bairagi, renunciant. He had nothing to do with any worldly things. These are not glories. In their eyes, it may be glory. But this is second thing. He preached all over world the name. This is glory, but secondary, thirdly, fourthly. We cannot realize. this thing which is giving here. He wants to give a jewel from the where?
Treasured
object of Krishna love, where he is, in the Radhika heart. And he has come to give this, a special thing. Who will glorify in this way? To Swamiji? This is the highest glory of Swamiji. But I think rare are in this world are persons that they can touch even the glory of Swamiji. It was given by Swarup Damodar to Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami gave it to Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. Kindly, mercifully, he gave to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And it went in the hands of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And thus came to in the hands of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And from his hands, some little jewels he gave to Swamiji. Oh, go, gave it to world. But very rare are. You are willing to give, but they will not take. They will refuse. And we want that thing. What thing? So no harm. Even something they are taking. I think that when we will be in association of any these kinds of bhakta, then we can touch the glory of Swami. Go on.
And in every respect, her divine kunda is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha kunda is very rarely attained, even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused.
He has given hope, so much hope. And we should trust in his words. Purport.
Why is Radha Kunda so exalted? The lake is so exalted because it belongs to Srimati Radharani.
This Kunda is herself Srimati Radhika, not belongs to Radhika. He has told only to understand, make understand, that easily we can understand this thing. Radha Kunda is herself Radhika and Krishna Kunda is Rupa Goswami has told that. Even more than that, Krishna and Radhika, this Kunda. Because they are seen, we can touch, we can take bath in this. But we cannot realize transcendental Krishna and Radhika. So they are most merciful to us. If you are knowing the glory of Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda, but even we will go there with honor, we will take water and sprinkle. We will take bath there. Or we can glory Srimati Radhika. Radhika will be so much placed, short and big. And we can have this. You can realize it going there or here living. Radha Kunda, Radha Kunda. And in mind you are taking bath and thinking of Radha Kunda, something will come.
In our conditioned state, are we really touching Radha Kunda when we bathe there?
Really are not, our heart is something touching? No heart. No heart. They are so powerful to do. Because Narada has benediction for this, that any place of your Krishna, pastime, anyone touch, will see by hear, by touching by ears, eyes, body, Krishna Prem. You will have to give. You are bound to give. Krishna says, yes, I am bound.
Among all the gopis, she is the most beloved. Similarly, her lake Sri Radha Kunda is also described by the great...
Come on here. In the last... The conclusion is that... Page number 91, 5-6 line.
The conclusion is that to live on the banks of Radha Kunda and to bathe there daily constitute the highest perfection of devotional service. It is a difficult position to attain, even for great sages and devotees like Nara. Thus, there is no limit to the glory of Sri Radha Kunda. By serving Radha Kunda, one can get an opportunity to become an assistant of Srimati Radharani under the eternal guidance of the gopis.
This is the conclusion. We have no time to explain all words. Each and every words of nectar of instruction should be explained. But we have no time to explain all. Without explaining and following, we cannot realize these things. But even we should hear and we should know, this is the object of our whole devotional life. And this is the highest thing. And keeping this object in our heart, we should begin from beginning. What? That Raghunath Das Goswami has told in Manasikha, Gurau Goshte Goshtalaisu Sujane Bhusurugane Swamantre Sinamni Brajajuvadanda Sarane Sadadam Hamhitva Kurumapyam Ratitanamai Vrata.